Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University with History in Pictures. This polyptych, or many-paneled altarpiece, is by Pietro Alamanno, an Austrian painter active in Italy in the latter half of the 1400s. In addition to a signature on the painting, one of the most intriguing elements in the central panel is the apple on the throne's ledge. In the Bible, fruit is both a positive and negative symbol. This dualism is first introduced in Genesis with the temptation of Adam and Eve. In the Garden of Eden, the fruit is good, a gift from God to satisfy human appetite. However, the fruit of the one forbidden tree also holds the potential to bring death into the universe, a potential that is unleashed through man's fall, but ultimately overcome through the incarnation of Christ. In Alamanno's work, as in many other artists, this forbidden fruit is pictured as an apple. The Latin word malum is the word for both apple and evil. For this reason, the legend emerged that the forbidden tree in the garden was an apple tree. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit museumandgallery.org.